7:21, Lord, Lord, we did this, we did that. And he says, depart from me, I never knew you. The people who think they have it but don't have it will find out that what they think they have, they will lose. For the true followers of Christ, however, on the other hand, there will be blessing and blessing and blessing and more blessing and more blessing poured out to them, measured out by how much they invest in the work of evangelism, and even much, much more. So we throw the seed, we shine the light obediently because of the innate obligation, and appreciatively because of the individual opportunity. Each one of us will receive personally the blessing of God on our faithfulness and much, much, much more than we deserve. Thirdly, we listen obediently, we listen appreciatively, and we listen dependently. Dependently. In this great enterprise of evangelism, as we hear the Word of God, take it in and proclaim it, we have to understand our limitations. Now we come to the last two parables in the section, and for the first time, they don't say, and he said to them. Verse 26, and he was saying, you notice to them isn't there. Verse 30, and he said. So these parables likely were spoken to the crowd. They weren't explained to the crowd. They might have been explained to the disciples. The explanation isn't given because it really isn't necessary. They now understand the big picture. They've got the paradigm in mind, and it becomes obvious what these parables mean. And so he is saying, verse 26, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the earth, or the soil. He goes to bed at night, and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. By the way, there's nothing eschatological about that. It's not talking about the Jesus coming in eschatological judgment. I'll tell you why. Because that wouldn't work in this parable, because the farmer has been sleeping up to that point. And I promise you, when Jesus comes in judgment, he won't be waking up from a long sleep. That is not what this story is about. It's simple, simple parable. Nobody would miss the meaning. The farmer plants and then he goes to bed. And given the conditions of the soil and the preparation of water, et cetera, he really can't do anything but wait till harvest. He plays no role in the growth of the crop. That's the point. The sphere of salvation, the reign of God over the heart,